Hello.
Hey, Ken. How you doing? You got a second?
I do. I just got home.
Awesome. 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 So this is John, by the way, local Splash. You can't tell.
I know.
Okay. I just want to touch base with you before we jump into tomorrow. I know we got a lot of stuff lined up and getting everything ready to rock and roll. But did you have any specific like questions, comments, or concerns you wanted to address before we jump into things tomorrow?
No, right now I'm trying to find your,
that
gosh,
link.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I just found it.
Yeah, I know that might be something to navigate too, so that's also another thing I wanted to address with you on this call.
Tough to navigate? Why?
Just because the instructions, you know, it's like you're going to go to this link and then you're going to, you know, remember the phone number and the login. You got to log into that, and then you got to go back to the text and take the instructions on, okay, now you click this link, and then you go to account settings, and then you go to billing, you know. So it's just kind of a thing to walk through, and I don't know if you're going to be going back and forth between text messages. Didn't want you to get confused there.
I'm a computer nerd.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you told me that. he knows how to use this stuff. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty easy. I pre-generated the account for you, so I went downstairs and had that created ahead of time. Usually it's automatically created when we process a new account. Like usually the payment clears and they just start putting it all together automatically and then it sends it out. But I just had it manually sent over so that way you didn't have to provide billing information over the phone.
The signature name doesn't match.
Should just be Kenneth Evans, no middle initial or anything.
Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears, but I don't see anywhere on here that it appears.
Should be right above that box. I think you got to turn the phone sideways in order to...
Oh, no, I'm on my laptop.
Oh, well, yeah, then it should be fine. Let me reset.
No, I don't see my name on here anywhere, actually.
Okay, that's odd. All right, maybe I need to fix this. So let me go in here and reset.
It even says under payments, it says on January 1st, 0001, you paid local Splash.
Yeah, because it wasn't paid. Yeah, let me go here. Let me try this again.
Oh, maybe it's because under mobile number, I didn't put my number in there yet. Maybe that's why.
It's possible. It should be 619-755-7790. Let me try to resend it, too, because I did update some information this morning that we didn't have in there. Your last name in it when I first sent it out.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, I don't think I had the email in there either with the ken@dpests.com.
Okay, mobile number. All right, 619.
Should be in there now.
Yes, again.
Yeah.
Confirm signature. Signature does not match.
Yeah. I just sent a new link to you, so it should be in there now.
I know. I just clicked on the new link.
Oh.
Yep.
What?
So maybe my name's not in there right because I still don't see anywhere.
Client dashboard.
I still don't see my name on here anywhere.
Looks like your subscription is not active. Okay, let me hit this reactivate account. Okay, there we go. Okay, and filling information that would be for you to put in. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, account settings. It's so weird because it's showing me what you would see, but that's not what you're seeing.
No.
Okay. All right, and you just clicked on my.localsplash.com?
Yeah, I just clicked on the link you sent. That's it.
Okay, and then already put in username and password, or it went right to the form?
It went right to the form because I'd already put in the username and password.
Okay, interesting. Now it's telling you to sign a subscription terms form, basically. That's what that signature is. It's like an outline.
Yep, to sign, I typed in Kenneth Evans, unless it's not spelled right on your end. 12/2025, confirm signature, and I get a red, does not match.
E-V-A-N-S, right? Pretty simple.
E-V, Edward, Victor, Apple, Nancy, Sam.
Yeah, Evans. You know, my best friend is Drake Evans. So I've been spelling that name for since I was five.
How do you spell Kenneth?
Kenneth.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Is there a space in there?
No, it should just be Kenneth Evans. There's no middle initial, nothing. Kenneth Evans.
Nope, it will not let me pass.
Okay. Let me just get with my tech down here. Give me one second.
Yep.
See, this is exactly what I was talking about. You know, sometimes it's not even your end. It's our end, apparently.
Yep.
One from yesterday. Can't sign TNT to access his customer account dashboard. Okay, I got help on it. Here we go. All right.
Good.
Live support. Amy, access the account. Yep, so this was the one we created manually yesterday. Signature does not match the error message he is receiving. On my end, I can fully access and see the account as it was created yesterday. So the account exists, it's just not letting him access without signature. Oh, it's not signature. Leave it blank. Oh,
no,
she said leave it blank.
Oh, leave it blank?
Yeah, just leave it blank and hit confirm signature, because that's not the actual terms and conditions. Once your payment goes through, it's going to actually resend you that, and then you'll have to sign it with the actual, like, billing date, pricing structure, everything in it. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I was just about to tell you, it says your name, colon, and then there was no name after that, so that's probably why.
Yeah, it's just empty. Got it.
Okay. Now, where do I need to go from here? Usually, I just click on my name, but I guess not.
Yeah. So, let me go back to this. They gave us the instructions from the simplest way possible. Reactivation.
Or do I need to? Click reactivate account?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Click reactivate account. That's the first thing.
So you told me it was $249.
Is it showing a different number in there?
Yeah, it shows $299.
Okay. When you update the information, I'll go in there and I'll manually change it to $249 for you.
Okay.
Actually, I'll do that now. So just disregard that. Once you update the information, I'll adjust it here on the back end. All right.
Save information.
Okay. Change.
Edit. California master address. Oops.
And did you have a pre-existing Facebook page already or no?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yep.
Run some 12, ads 20, that too. Trade up some leads that way. Replacing 170 is going to be the hurdle. I feel like after 3 months, we'll be able to get you to that 100. I've kind of notated this and been talking to my agents about it. But and
right.
You said you will go up to Oceanside area, though, right? I mean, if need be, to gather the as many clients as we can. I mean, we want to cover more ground.
Yeah, I just want to. I really want to focus more on the south, but I'll take more up north too.
Okay.
Thank you for the payment.
Yep. And that should be reflecting $249. And I have also adjusted our future invoices. So the next payment will be on September 12th at $249.
Okay.
All right. So as promised there, but your account is activated. So it is live. The client interview is scheduled for tomorrow. You have that calendar invitation in there, right? Between 9 and 10 o'clock?
Let me see.
That one's been on the board since last week when we said since Friday.
Well, is there somewhere I need to go, like online and all that?
No. So they'll send it to you on your calendar, like your in your email calendar for.
I haven't opened my email yet, so that's probably why.
It's also going to text you tomorrow too, so you'll get an automated text message reminder at 8 a.m., which will be 1 hour prior to that appointment.
Yeah, I was just going to make sure. More importantly, that it's on my. I've got. Oh, these are all recent. Let's see. Local Splash, Jaws 1 Hill.
Yep, that should be it for the client interview. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. No, I just need to make sure it's blocked off on my work calendar.
Okay, yeah. Usually they're all into one, but I could tell if you got a personal and then this one's new.
No, I just need to block it off on there right now. So, okay, Splash. What's it called again? It's called Local Splash.
Yep.
Online meeting. There we go. All right. Now it's booked on my calendar, so something doesn't get booked over it.
Perfect. All right. And that one just all right,
well,
over the phone. Yep, so you're all set. I am supposed to recommend you try it for 60 days, but it's month-to-month, set up to automatically renew each
month.
I'll
try 90.
There we go. I love that. Even better. More time for success.
Yeah.
But you can cancel at any time. You're not contractually binded to it. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. If you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, I'm going to resend my direct number and extension, so that way you can call me directly. You don't have to go through customer service every time. And then,
okay.
We should be good to go. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we'll just pick up and go right into the client interview, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, Ken, I'll talk to you then. You have a great rest of your night.
All right, later.
All right, bye-bye.